everyone. Welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I am Chest, a.k.a. Chest. Whom else is with me tonight?
I'm Cole.
And I'm Ben.
I was trying to think of what to ask, and I'm like, my brain just went blank. So we'll just lead with our sponsor. What am I drinking tonight? That'll be our transition segment. I'm drinking Buried Alive by Liquid Death, which is a berry-flavored sparkling water.
That's two Liquid Deaths in a row, I think.
Yeah. They were on sale. What's that about?
Usually you kind of have a variety.
I usually have what's on sale.
Oh.
It was on sale.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I have big news today.
Ooh. Oh. Tell us.
Yep. I'm going to announce it on the podcast. We went to our first ultrasound today. So we are having our third child. Yay. What? And we found out the due date, which is why I'm announcing this, because I'm really hoping this happens, but also slightly worried about this happening. The due date is February 28th on a leap year. So we could have a leap year baby. Whoa. How crazy would that be?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That would be crazy.
That'd be really weird.
Were your other girls late or are they early?
See, they were early.
Okay.
So it's probably not going to happen. But there's a chance.
There's a chance.
There's always that chance.
Yeah. There's also a not for any money and or objects, but there's a bet on the whiteboard at work on what it's going to be. Right now, everybody's writing down their names. Yeah. I told everybody at work today, and they one of the managers was like, well, now we got to start a bet. And I was like, that's fine with me, as long as I get to keep all the winnings. Yeah. So
that's
it was fun.
Fair. Yeah, we did.
That's fair.
We did that at, congrats. So excited, Jess.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. But more importantly, at my last job, two jobs ago, every time someone was about to have a baby, we would do a whole spreadsheet and pick different slots and time frames. And it's so fun.
So I should legit, we should do another one. My coworkers offered to make us cupcakes. I should have a little party whenever we do find out. That would probably be a fun thing. I had to put that in the works. Hopefully nobody listens. No one from work listens to our podcast, so they won't know ahead of time.
Do they know you do the podcast?
Some of them do. Some of them know I'm pretty nerdy. Plus I do have anime stuff in my cubicle.
Oh, nice.
I've got this really lovely Edward Elric piece that my friend from a podcast gave me.
Weird.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's kind of annoying, actually. And then some random stuff from Japan. And then Dragon Ball Z candy beans.
Candy beans?
Their little bag that, what's the cat's name? Oh, this is embarrassing.
Corin.
Corin. It's Corin's beans that he throws to Goku and gives him energy. It's a very minor plot point that won't ruin anything for you.
Man, that show.
What are you talking about? Those things save characters' lives 100 times.
But he doesn't know that. You just told him that. I just said it gives him energy.
I didn't say which characters or when. I just said they are not a small plot point. They are.
I tried to play this off. And you're... Well, in any event, that was my news. So you'll have
good news.
Well, y'all have any fun things? Any fun tidbits?
I can give a quick update.
Ooh.
So at some point in the past, I shared that I was going to be beatboxing for work. Did I announce it that I was actually going to do it too in an event?
You did.
Yeah.
Last update you gave us is you were going to practice in your yard.
Ooh. So that was the event was yesterday.
Woo!
It overall went pretty well. Pretty well. There was definitely challenging moments because, as you both know, I think even the concern I might have shared, when I make theme songs, I don't really do them in 30 seconds and in front of a large group of strangers.
Right.
So that was challenging at moments, but for the most part, I'd say 80% of the stuff I put out flowed pretty well. But there was a couple that I was like, oh, goodness, good thing. Apparently, the people in front of me don't know how awful this is coming together. Because the responses were fun. There were some groups that got into it. I saw some kids filming me or something. But I don't have any videos, like, because I was wondering if the place I work at would record anything or what they did. There's definitely pictures, but I didn't see any videos or anything. So it'll just be a mystery. So
it's a mystery.
Cool. It's
fun though.
What were you wearing?
So, oh, that's a good question.
I was wearing a red Compass Credit Union polo, blue dress pants. So Compass, the red and blue colors.
Red and my blue.
My brown dress shoes, brown belt, and my glasses.
Which glasses?
The ones I'm wearing right now, for all you viewers who can see.
Those are good glasses. Mm.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Colb approves.
I mean, that sounded like you didn't get to choose what you wore.
So you don't approve.
Oh, no. That's actually one of my favorite. So Compass Credit.
Wow, Colb.
Red and blue.
You just slapped down his choices like that.
Hey, that's
I
fine.
Love the red and blue combo. It looks slick. Slick.
All right.
You wear a white, and you wear a white tie. It. You're ready for 4th of July. Red, white, and blue.
No, their polos, the work polos are actually like, they're like athletic-y tie. Like they're nice to wear.
Those are the best.
And they're not, and it was hot outside, so I wasn't like in a button down and a, you know, sweating like crazy. It was good.
How hot is it in MI up there in the summertime?
It gets pretty hot. I guess what are we comparing it to? Like
I'm in like 90s with like vomit degree humidity.
Not that hot. I feel like most of the summer we're camped at like high 80s, low 90s. We're not usually too much higher than that.
Okay.
But
what about Illinois, Colb? Is it Illinois?
I mean, it fluctuates. Midwest just goes all over the place. It can get into the hundreds and there's always humidity. But there are some times where there's just drought, you know? So, I mean, it's all over the place. Right now we're sitting at the high 80s.
Mm.
That's been for about a week and a half.
Lovely.
Nice. Beautiful.
Lovely, lovely. That's super fun.
Fun.
Well, I'm glad it went well. We were really, really counting on it going well. I don't know what we would have done if it hadn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so nervous.
I could tell.
I bet.
Oh my goodness. I whenever the morning of when we were, cause we went to work first cause the event didn't start till like, it started at 11. We got there like 9:30. So we got to work and I was like, oh my goodness. It was the same feeling as what I used to. I still get nervous before public speaking now, but not nearly as much as I used to. I had the feeling of like in high school of like going to give a speech. Like I was that nervous. I was just like, cause I hated all speeches in like junior high school. That's what I felt like. I was just like, you know, so.
Two questions. Was your family there?
Yes, they were. Very close too. It's funny. So my wife and mother-in-law, they had a booth like adjacent to us. We were across all of Main Street. So there's a lot of real estate. So the odds of us actually being next to together, not likely at all. So that was really funny. So they could see me the whole time, like performing and doing stuff.
That's great.
And the kids came up. I already had a theme song prepared for each of them. So I just played that. And then for other ones, I just, when kids would come up, I'd say, hi, you know, feel free to get some stickers, a koozie or whatever. And hey, what's your name? Do you mind if I do a theme song for you? Yeah, that's fine. And then I would do a song for them.
Is that when Mickey Mouse came up?
Yep.
Yeah. Hi, that sounds great. Why not? I don't have enough television.
And then two, how much did they enjoy helping you practice in the backyard?
Oh, very much so. to the point of it was a little difficult to get a rhythm
to actually practice.
Yeah, they love it. They think all this stuff is super fun. They have the songs going in their head all the time. I'll randomly hear Nona like boom, ch, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch. Like she can keep a beat. Even Roy will be like, hey, Roy. Because his song is "Hey, hey, Roy, hey, Roy," and it builds on that.
Their dad is making them theme music, so I'm pretty sure they would be over the moon.
It was fun. It's fun.
And you give away beer koozies to kids. What's better than that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, because koozies can only be for beer.
Actually, when I was growing up, that's legit what I thought, because I only saw them like at the beach and they're covering their beer cans, because then it's not illegal, you know, it's not open carry at the beach with your beer. And so I thought that they were only for beer. They were not for sodas or anything. Yeah, which growing up, beer was taboo. So then koozies were taboo. First time I saw a koozie at your house, I was like,
yeah, what is this?
This is terrible. Pass me another one.
You threw it away, didn't you?
You mean at your house?
Yeah, we're always missing koozies. We're wondering.
Yeah, that was me. I'd show up to dog sit, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's more of them. Throw them away.
Yeah.
And then I would drink the beer in the fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just not keep the koozies.
That's fair.
No, you always had a lot of good koozies for some reason.
Yeah.
You had a lot of good koozies.
I had a lot of good koozies.
And you always would use them. Most people wouldn't use them.
Yeah.
That's probably what actually happened. People would steal them because you had really good koozies.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a nice variety. And when people would come over, I'd dish them out. And I'd give out a variety because I mainly had DePaco koozies, but I had like four or five additional other options. I would make sure to give out all those additional options and then give the remainder for the DePaco ones. Not just all DePaco, you know.
Right. Whoever showed up first at the video game tournaments would get the best selection.
True. Oof, man. Let's get one of those together, huh, boys?
I'd try to be there.
Just gotta get to Ohio. Ohio. Could you imagine if we had
all
like
the video
a...
games we played.
Yeah, I know.
No, but imagine if we did an actual massive gathering from like Dubuque, Emmaus days, like in basically Ohio, because that's basically the closest from everybody. Yeah. You pull me and Gene up, you get you to come down. I could get him off from, he's still in Michigan, I think. A lot of other people are still in Dubuque. They can come down, pick up Colb, and just make your way right down to Ohio. I guess you could do Indiana. Indiana might work too, but that would be insane.
Let's get it on the books.
10 years from now, it'll happen. 30
years.
I mean,
worst case scenario, it's just the four of us.
It's just the four of us.
That's still a great time.
It would still be good. Yeah. Well, you know what else is a good time?
Ooh.
When we talk about anime. And tonight.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, yep. Hopefully, this is one of those times. Tonight, we're going to end a show. We're going to end Finna. And I'm going to be honest. I was mentioning to Cole before the kickoff of the show, where we're waiting for Bin Man, that I'm very interested to see how tonight will go, because these episodes were something. They were episodes. That's how I'll put that. We watched two episodes of a show, and I'm curious how y'all took them, because I'm just going to jump in, no pun intended, with my analogy here. For me,
tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, these two episodes felt like I was watching, like, the whole show. This is the whole show in an analogy. I'm watching someone climb up the high dive, and I'm like, okay, yeah, get more confident. He's got this. He gets to the top. They do some stretches. He or she, whoever it is, and they are like, got great form. And you're like, oh man, this is going really well. And they get to the end of their run down the diving board, and they slip and fall all the way down and crash into the pool. and everyone's just too stunned to react because they were really expecting this to land, and it just flopped ungracefully to the floor.
Ooh, not even to the water, just onto the ground.
It wasn't quite that bad. Not that bloody, but they hit the water. But it was like we were really hoping for more. That was a fall. And that's how I feel about the show.
Can I add on your analogy there?
Yeah, please do.
So I was with you the whole time. We're going up the high dive. The person's getting ready for their jump. They run to the edge of the diving board. They turn into a dinosaur. They grab a jetpack and fly into space.
You know, that definitely describes the content of the show perfectly. Perfectly. Colb, what did you tell me? Yours was very mild, but it perfectly encapsulated. You said, I'm trying to remember the episodes to talk about it. And then what did you say? You said,
I said, I wouldn't even know what to say even if I watched it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Let's just lay it out there, folks. These last two episodes were confusing and weird. And I don't know what to, I'm like, what? What just happened? Where? You were doing so well. Yeah. I was a little sad. I was not satisfied. You know how some shows you're like, yes, I'm vindicated. I didn't like this show. And this is proof. This is like, oh, man. Really, guys? I wanted to like this show. What'd you do this for? That's what it felt like.
Well, I guess we should start. If we have nowhere to start, can we try to describe what this maiden thing is?
I guess. So really briefly, they ascend these stairs at the very end of episode 10, and episode 11 rolls around and they've made it to the top of the stairs. They're underwater and now they're above water. That's how the magic, you know, worlds work. And so they're up in this new world. And they're in Eden, and they see a bunch of historic artifacts, like biblical and mythical, like the Ark, and then like castle. I think there was some castles, maybe. I don't know. There was like these ruins of stuff that should exist, maybe. Definitely the Ark. They walk into the Ark, Noah's Ark. Mm-hmm. And you see glimpses of the little boy servant, boy girl servants, kind of ambiguous, that is like with Abel. And then you see this other person with them that you get glimpses of. And then it turns out it's the dad. It's the king. And he is the ambiguous.
I thought that was Franz, the guy that Helena ran away with.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the king.
No, I think the king was older and he had a bigger beard. And this guy is the guy that took her away onto the ship, because they show him dying at Abel's hands on the ship.
You think
he wouldn't have killed the king?
Oh,
because well, I think he's like he was like this guy. He was the spirit that was protecting the maiden. These are
quotes. Oh, you're right. See, that
it doesn't really matter if I'm right or wrong. It's just
yeah.
What? Why did they do this? I don't know.
Yeah, and they're the same person. Yeah, you're right. It's Franz Hauptmann. The father of Finna Hauptmann. Wait a minute.
So it wasn't the king. The king wasn't the father. It was this Franz guy.
He's the head of...
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Whatever. Well, I mean, he's the father, at least in title. But I'm pretty sure the king was the...
I mean, that's what I thought, too.
Adopted daughter. Finna's his adopted daughter.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so he shows up, and that makes more sense why Abel's so confused. I'll kill you as many times as it takes. And then, yeah, there's this maiden thing. The maiden, y'all jump in, correct me on how wrong I'm about to be. the maiden is this thing that Eden generationally makes by making sure that women are impregnated by certain people to continue a bloodline that makes the decision of if the human race and the earth should end. They get a chance once every generation of these women, these maidens. The maiden chooses, is it time for the earth to die? And we restart later at a future date.
Yeah, that's what I got. That's what I gathered also. Sounds about right. For some reason, every generation, one woman gets to decide if humanity and the world perishes and restarts.
So she has no idea until that very second, every single time. Right. She gets to Eden. She's got like 15 minutes where she's like, this is what I was born for. And they're like, yes, make your decision right now. Everything you've done in your little adventure to get here has given you what you need to decide this. All those little fumbling misadventures. You got it in the bag, Finna. Go. Make your decision. And then we're going to wipe your memories regardless of what you decide. And you're going to live your life either on an ark with your beloved person, or you're going to live your life in the world that you chose to let live. And you won't remember anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are they implying that it either started at Noah's Ark or Noah's Ark was one of these situations? Noah's wife was like, well, I guess humanity's got to die. I'm the maiden.
Oh.
Is that what they're implying?
I think you're right. Yeah, because it's showing the arc. That makes way more sense. I was just going along the lines of Noah's Ark is labeled as a, you know, global catastrophe, biblical thing, and so they're pulling from that lore. But that actually makes sense. They're saying Noah's wife decided this. I think you're right.
I hope you're right and I'm wrong, but the show's over for us anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
It, in the grand scheme it of makes things. Sense. Actually, I've noticed a lot that there's quite a few animes that will riff off of, like, you ever notice there's a lot in fantasy, there's a lot of like biblical references and different things. They'll do that a lot. I've noticed that.
Give an example.
Well, I would, but I just, well, okay, fine. Psychopaths does it.
Well, yeah, that's okay. It's true. Very true.
So, true. True. That's what I heard. You heard? I have a question.
Yep.
I hope the answer is really obvious and I just missed it.
I doubt it.
What happened to the person that was sent to, like, Yukimaru's brother or somebody? Is there someone
the sent? Very end during the credits?
Are you talking about Kay, the swordsman?
Yeah.
There's one like 5 second scene in the credits where they hand him the sword and he's like, good job. No words are said, but that's basically the acknowledgement.
Like from the last episode?
Mm-hmm.
After during credits?
You like throughout the credits, there's this like 3 to 5 second moment where they're handing him the sword that they went to recover. And it's him. And he's like, all's forgiven. Good job. Like, that's the implication, basically.
What a waste.
Yeah. I know. Oh, that's one of my things. That's one of the things on my list, Ben.
Okay, good. I was
You didn't miss it. It was all these little things. Like, Shitan was looking for some sort of gift, some sort of sword in that whole treasure trove.
Yeah, he was
and he got when he got it. And Finna and Yukimaru are done with their little maid adventure. He's like holding the sword up, like, look what I got it. And then he gives it to Kay in like a montage shot over the credits. Mm-hmm. Or I guess under the credits. Yeah. Wasted.
Yeah. Wow. Kay's never used. We see like 2 shots of him. Three shots. Yeah, so Abel dies because his beloved woman, who was another maiden, Finna's mom, kills him with fire. That happens. She burns him up. Ultimately.
See,
He does get stabbed. But he goes like to her and then she like says, all right, we're going to all disappear. She burns him up and then she burns up and disappears. And then we're left with Finna turning into the maiden. And Yukimaru is like, no, you're gonna forget me. And she's like, I'll never forget you. Bye bye.
And then she instantly forgets him.
She does. She instantly forgets him. And he's like, it's my now my life's work to make you remember. So, yeah. Oh, and then suddenly they're on an island that is findable. Like, it's not, it's in the real world. They're on an island that's findable. And then some, from somewhere, our crew has gotten their ship back and has found them immediately, which makes no sense. They're in the middle of an island. Sorry, they're in an island in the middle of the ocean. I don't think that's the same island.
I thought it was, but maybe it wasn't.
It's so tiny. Like, I don't think it's just Eden shrunk down. It seems. Oh, you mean
at the very end?
The very end. Hair.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Yeah. They're in, like, it looked like the island from Pirates of the Caribbean, where Caribbean.
Yeah, it was
where,
like a little, it was a little sandbar island.
Yeah, it's a little sandbar. It's Jack Sparrow sitting on there drinking his stuff.
A little sandbar island.
Yeah, yeah, why is the rum gone?
Where's the rum gone? That's, it was, they were filming Pirates 2 while in the background while you watched Yukimaru and Finna.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was wondering what they were doing back there.
Yeah, it was Keira Knightley and
there's all that camera work doing over there.
Yep.
So what I was half expecting, yeah, and what I was hoping for, Abel was kind of going nuts. Like, his eyes were getting real bloodshot. He was kind of like, so desperate to see Helena again that I was like, maybe this is all in his head. Like, this whole mystical thing and his delusion, his derangement is just like making us see the same things he does. So, like, when he fights Yukimura and his arm gets cut off, and like, I was hoping everything would just go back to normal.
Oh, that's what I was like, really like hoping for. We were seeing things through his eyes, and then we see everything through Finna's eyes again.
Yep, like his super depression from losing his long lost love made all of this kind of happen in his mind. That's where all this mystical stuff came from. And then once he died, it just went back to being normal. And I was really hoping that would be it. It didn't go that way.
Nope. They went even more mystical. We had
it really
thunder and lightning storms. We had women flying up into the sky and turning into petals. We had women losing their memory and their samurai ninja lovers swearing fealty to get the memories back. Somehow we have Eden talking to Finna after the credit scene, because did you notice there was like a reincarnation of Abel and her mom run by her?
Like in the town or?
In the town, she's walking down the street and she sees two kids run by and they're identical to Abel. They're like adolescent age, and they're identical to Abel and Helena. And she has this like deja vu moment, and she has Eden in her brain say, are you trying to recover your memories? But in like her dad's voice, like the old man voice. And she's like, what? Who's talking to me? And then the crew says, Finna, keep up. And then she just runs along, and that's the end of the show.
I think by that time, my eyes were already halfway shut from frustration.
From confusion.
So I probably wouldn't have noticed that even if
I didn't
pay attention.
So the show ends, folks. If you want to see it, go watch it. How would you, Ben and Kolb, have liked for the show to truly end? What would have been a satisfactory, it doesn't have to be crazy detailed, but a satisfactory tying the bow?
Okay, well, how many episodes have to stay the same?
Let's say right up until when they get to the island, because obviously they got to go to this island, but they haven't landed yet. The island's in view. And the end game is happening. What's the end game now for you?
So I like the whole treasures from time and history and myth and culture, like that huge treasure trove with even the Ark of the Covenant, with all these swords of legend. I think that was all really awesome. And I love that moment when Abel's captain like instantly goes insane and starts running after the treasure. Like, look at this treasure. It's all mine. And then Abel just shoots him.
Like that. I did like, here. I'm going to jump yeah. in. He's I like, love that here, he guys. Shot the captain.
Yeah. Like, this is not why we're here, whatever. All that stuff. I love that. I love the set piece of that. But obviously they needed to get there for some reason. Now, I don't know what that reason would have been if it not for this mystical aspect. So I think getting to the island, I love that treasure trove. I would have rather had it been Abel, like I kind of explained before, Abel thought that this place had magical powers that could bring his lady love back. He needed Fenna for some reason. And then it was a standoff between him, his army, and the goblins. We probably lose a lot of goblins, or at least maybe two or three, a la King Arthur. And, you know, the battle would have been great. And, like, you know, Yukimura.
And then what would be the end? Like, the battle's done, obviously. Goblins win. Abel dies. What happens then?
You know, I'm okay with a sappy love story at the end.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm okay with, you know, Yukimura already kind of confessed his love, his loyalty to her, and then she could reciprocate that a little bit. And I'm fine with it. And then have our remaining goblins be just like their pals, and they just ride off into sail off into the sunset. I'm fine with it. It's not great, but the way they built it up and the location they got to, that's all you can do, in my opinion. Ben?
What you got, Ben?
Yeah, I don't really have anything too unique to that. I mean, we already talked about, I wish Kai would have gotten involved.
Oh, man.
But yeah, getting him involved, I didn't really want there to be a mystical ending. I wanted it to be, now I don't have an alternate choice to what Kolb just said, but something where everyone's all of a sudden waking up to some, I don't know, but realizing there's no magic after all. It was just all, I don't know. And then the other thing I was going to say is a goblin or two having to sacrifice themselves for someone, or I think would have just added a little bit more to it. And then I also am team sappy love stuff when it's done well. But yeah,
when it's done well.
Yeah, it just, boy. Yeah, even just like you said, Cole, the setup was good. The way the island scenes were coming together, it's like, okay, I think we got something here. And then, boys, we didn't have something there.
What's our phrase? I forgot already.
It's which phrase week. Are you talking about?
Yeah, which phrase are you talking about?
It isn't what
it's we, not what we win were, them all. We were it's not what we expected. It's not what we wanted, but it's what we got.
But it's what we got.
Yeah, that's right.
It's perfect. Perfect. Yep. We got to keep it going. Got to keep that one t-shirts. Alive.
Yeah.
that one's going to be a t-shirt.
I'd wear that.
Mine, same. I don't have much uniqueness to add. I would say the only slight tweak I would do is we'll give him props. They did kill the pirate queen captain. Props to that. Good job, show.
Yeah.
However,
she did not show up.
I would have still had her show up and have a little extra element, and then she would have died. She might have been involved with Abel dying. As far as mysticism, I would also be okay with Abel for sure believing there was mysticism. I'll even allow as far as this is an anime and there is a hint of a possibility that there's like magic on this island, but it's that like, if we could just get to the, you know, Abel's like, if I could just get to that gate or that throne or that altar or whatever, but he can't get to it because the good guys stop him. So we never actually see any mysticism, but it's like implied if he had done all the right things, he could have done it. But that's just wrong. You're going to be sacrificing Fenna. This is not the right thing to do, man. And you stop the bad guy. Yeah, I would definitely have preferred that they sail back to the island, maybe meet Kay in the middle of the ocean, have to explain their way out of something. Even if that had to be like a secondary backup thing. It's probably not episode length time for that. But yeah, I'm okay with the love story as well. But Finna losing her memories, nah, not for me. Not for me, man. Oh, that was another thing. The pirate girls, remember you were like, oh, you remember the one chick's got to live because she likes the twin. She was alive and they were drinking their beer.
I didn't
beer.
Say she had to live. I said,
but it happened.
She probably will be alive because of
and
this
it,
reason.
It happened.
Yeah.
The queen, pirate queen,
I wasn't
was not
excited.
Alive. I wasn't either. I'm saying they did it wrong. Because the only people that live are three of these pirate girls and they're drinking their beer. And the one girl's like, oh, I like him. I wish I could see him. And then he walks in the background and she misses him. Ah, that's hilarious. No, it's not. Why'd you bring the three of the girls back and not the pirate queen?
Unnecessary.
Right. Dumb. Dumb.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I don't got any other feelings. I'm really disappointed. Yeah. I'm not upset. Yeah. I'm just disappointed. In the words of my mom when I got a tattoo, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Is that accurate?
Did she actually
that
say
actually?
That?
Yeah.
She even worse, she texted it. So I texted I was in Colombia when I got my first tattoo. Texted my mom, because she's not a big fan of tattoos, this massive... I've never told you this story. Oh gosh, okay. I want to hear it again though. Yeah, I got this one. This is the mountain range tattoo. And it's this very specific spot in the Tennessee mountains. We go on there on family vacation all the time. I have sat on that mountain, yada yada yada. I got pictures there. And I sent her this long text about how my wife wanted to get a tattoo because of some stuff we were going through in our life at the time, and she wanted me to get one with her. And so I picked this one because it's like taking a piece of family with me everywhere I go, yada, yada, yada. Massive, massive long text. No response. For a long time. Finally, I text her like hours later, are you mad or are you upset? And she said, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Nothing else.
Oh, no. That's worse.
It was so, so much worse. But then I got two more, and she's obviously over it.
Is she?
Probably not, but, you know, I've given her grandkids, so she's forgiven me enough to ignore them.
Yeah, their skin is still pure.
Yeah, I've made jokes about, like, getting family tattoos, and she has gotten legit, like, you're not going to do that to my precious little girls. And I'm like, I mean, maybe not right now, but when they're 16.
Yep. Slap them right on there.
Yep.
It's funny.
It's going to be rough because if my daughters come and ask to get tattoos, my rule, I've already talked about this with Pal. My rule is if it's before they're 18, it's got to be approved by mom and dad. And it has to be like close to 18, like 16, 17. If it's after 18, I'm going to give them a long talk about the repercussions of your actions for doing something like that. But if they're an adult, I'm not going to stop them. So we'll see how that goes.
There you go. Kids, if you're listening to this.
Yeah, if you're listening.
Daddy-o.
And you're 13 to 15, you still got to get permission. If you're 18, if you come home with a tattoo, I'm just going to look at you and shake my head if it's dumb. So
it's dumb.
And they'll have to pay for it. I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not going to pay for the tattoos.
Yeah.
If it's a family tattoo, like if our whole family decides to get a tattoo, I'll pay for that. 10%. That's on the record. Isabella and Lily. 10%.
10%. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe their first one I'll chip in. But now if my mom listens to this, she's going to be so mad.
Oh.
Don't either of you tell her.
Mom. Yeah, my mom, her response was kind of funny. It was more, she's like, well, you know I don't love tattoos, but I think those are nice. Or I like the design.
That's such a kind mom response. Like, I have to say something. I love you, so I'm happy for you.
Yeah, she's like, I'm just not a tattoo girl, or I don't know how she says
that's that. A great response, actually. That's really fun. Yeah. Those are nice, sweetie.
Yep.
What's your mom call you, Ben and Cole, growing up?
Benjamin.
Full name. Well, full first name.
Yeah.
She probably call you Cole.
Yeah, she call you Cole.
I wish. No.
Cole Nathaniel, you get in here.
First name. Yep. She called me Nathan.
Yes.
My family.
Chest for you.
Chest, yep. Chestery. I never got Zachary. I only almost ever had Zach. Even when I got in trouble, they weren't really like Zachary Mark. They were just like, I guess they did a little bit. I just remember Zach. They would
Zachary,
call me.
Your middle name is Mark?
You didn't know that?
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah,
it's my dad's name.
That is your dad's name.
Zachary Mark.
Yeah, right.
It'd be weird to have my mom's name. Zachary Pamela.
Hmm.
Be a little stranger.
Chess, yeah. Do you know what my middle name is?
Pamela.
No, it's Mark.
I did know that, actually.
Okay.
Nathan Mark.
Do you guys know my middle name?
Benjamin Matthew. What is
it? It's Shane, isn't it?
But
Shane.
One of the possibly a book in the New Testament as well.
Acts.
Benjamin.
Corinthians.
Philippians.
Philippians.
No, John.
John. Hello, John.
John. Johnny. Johnny B.
That's why you and Johnny are such good friends.
Yeah, we have the same initials, just switched around. JSB, BJS.
What's his
name?
Samuel.
Oh.
Johnny Samuel.
Wow. Just sharing secrets all around.
True
story.
Yeah,
you want to hear some fun fact secrets about me?
Yeah.
Sure.
One, I've never used a koozie before.
Oh, callback.
Like ever.
Beginning.
And
of this episode.
I don't have any tattoos. Did you guys know that?
I did know that.
Okay.
Unless because we got one recently.
We've joked about, we should get a podcast tattoo. And you're like, I don't know if that'd be my first tattoo.
I don't remember that conversation, but that sounds like something I would have said.
Yeah, you're drunk. So
that's right. Because
you didn't have a koozie.
I didn't have
to
a koozie.
Hide your beer.
Yep.
So you had to chug it.
I had to drink them fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on the beach and you're like, crap, cops come and drink that six pack. No, I'm not drinking it. Cole, chug them down.
Just kidding, folks.
I was just kidding. Yeah, Cole's never been drunk. To my knowledge.
That's true also.
Yep. It's a fun fact. It's a good fact. It's a good fact. Sobering fact.
But yeah.
Good one.
Wow.
Oh, just a little dad.
There's a drink now.
It's good. I mean, I don't have anything else, sadly.
We gotta rank it.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, duh! I'm so depressed. I didn't want to rank it.
Before we get there, I will say the good thing about these last episodes and the show in general, it really did look good. Even though the whole story and
good
plot
animation
was nonsensical, it was pretty to look at. And that set piece of Noah's Ark, the rotted away fossilized wood of Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
This giant boat is where your finale is happening. I'm like, that is pretty cool. I don't like that they implied that Noah's wife was the maiden, but I like the place it was at. So
it's fantasy.
But yeah, nothing with Kay. Some of the pirate ladies surviving. No, none of the goblins died heroically. Those are all detriments.
Oh, more than detriments.
Agreed.
Detriment. Agreed. A demerit implies that you can come back. They sunk the ship. It looked like Noah's rusted out wreck of an ark up there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right.
So we can rank them now. Yeah, there we go.
We can rank them.
There it is.
So as I was ranking these, I realized there's actually more than one show that's done this to me. Where okay. It's been like a good watch, pretty, you know, you're going through, and I was skeptical only because we had come off of like Jordan was our last time we tanked. And so I was worried that this was going to be one of those situations. And I was like, okay, no, I like this, but I have other shows that have done this where they've been like, okay. Let me just blow up. So it's down. Well, I'm not gonna say where it is, but it's with those shows.
Okay.
I mean,
is there more to that, or is that all you're saying?
I can go first if you want.
Yeah, might as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Out of ladies and gentlemen, out of 71 shows for Chest, Zachary Mark Armfield.
Wow.
Finna the Pirate Princess anime ranked 56. Quite low.
That's pretty low.
The only show lower than that in the anime podcast history for him was Jorin, the Princess of Snow and Blood. Both titles have the word princess. Coincidence? I think yes. Not.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
Jorin's 69 and Finn is 56. Not too much higher. Yeah, it was 56. It's settling amongst, it's at the bottom of those shows I was mentioning. Some of those shows include Skate, SK8, Soul Eater, unfortunately flops at the end, Dimension W.
Ah, but the ride to get there, that's not fun enough to keep it higher?
Soul Eater's at 51 right now, and I'm tempted to rewatch.
That's pretty low. That's pretty low. All right, go ahead.
Tempted to rewatch it. But yeah, so 56. It is in the category of, I guess I still put it at a good a few issues. So my few issues was the whole ending.
Yeah, just the last. Okay.
But it wasn't so bad that it made me say, I probably should have put okay a few too many issues. But I was generous, so I'm leaving it where it is.
All right, I'll go next. Out of 81 shows,
ooh,
Finna, that's... Pirate Princess, falls into slot number 53.
Well, it's higher than mine.
Also, it's higher than yours, but it's not great. That is in my pretty good, but doesn't hit the emotional or excitement level.
Mm. I think that's the same category.
Yeah. That is right below Cowboy Bebop and above Gurren Lagann.
Oh, y'all. Did y'all both watch that? No.
Which one?
Gurren Lagann.
We both watched Cowboy Bebop.
Just you've watched Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have not.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Ben Man.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is how you announce a list. Hey. So for me...
That's why you're last.
I was like, oh, good. Chess is setting the stage for me wonderfully. So I have 35 shows,
mm-hmm.
And I have Finna at 31.
Yikes.
And I think every week that we recorded it, was kind of slowly going up, or at least feeling like it was going to go higher, because I was enjoying it, and was okay with the idea of watching it again at some point. So 31, I realized I might not even said that. 31 out of 35. I did. Whenever I watch a show, and it doesn't necessarily mean the show was awful, but when I finish a show and I'm just like, no reason for me to watch it again. I write done next to it. And because of the ending, I did write done after it. Again, This is not an awful show, but I don't see a reason to watch it again. There were some good moments. I think it is worth watching, but it's, for me, not worth watching twice.
Would you say it's worth watching for someone who's already invested in anime?
Someone who's already invested
in anime? As opposed to like a newcomer to anime.
Oh, yeah. A newcomer to anime, I would not watch it.
But at the same time, it looks great. Some of those action scenes are well done. I can't get the image of the giant cannon blowing up the other ship.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic sequence. So I mean, like, the ride going there, it's not that bad.
So maybe this is someone's third show and they're like, that was a little weird. You're like, wait, I know that looked good. Let me give you a really good show. And then you like hook them deeper. It's like a strategically placed mid show.
And I've noticed from people I talk to, the animation style and the way it looks is a huge factor for them to actually watch a show. I'm like, hey, you should watch this show. And it's like from 2001. And they're like, that looks terrible. And then they won't watch anything past 2015 because it needs to look a certain way. This one, it looks really good. And I think it would be enough for someone to at least watch it for the visuals.
Go ahead.
And then I'll.
I was just going to say, this is a show that where if someone watched it that was not as familiar with anime, whether they were getting into it and they liked anime or they were like skeptical and not liking it, I think this would confirm for them what anime is in their brains. They would be like, I have a stereotype of what anime is, and this is it. Based on all of our earlier conversations in the show, like how it fits all these tropes, but it kind of is like trying to fit the tropes too hard. Mm-hmm. Is like, I feel like they would watch it and be like, yeah, that's anime. And we're like, oh. I mean, it's what anime is quote unquote supposed to look like, according to most people that don't watch anime. But we're not actually enjoying those tropes. Just letting you know, viewer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think every time we have this conversation, we get to the same conclusion. And I didn't think of it until just now when you were saying that, which is, it depends on who we're talking about, because even someone new to anime, there's 12 different versions of someone who's new to anime. One, they love anime already. Another is skeptical. Another, you know, just all kinds of things. I feel like if they're not absolutely sold already, I'm not going to recommend this one, because as you may or may not remember, I thought the beginning was a bit overboard on the humor.
Yeah.
And I think somebody would just be like, this is, you know, depending on the purpose or person, they would be turned off by that and be like, this is why I don't like anime. Or
I've got a perfect example. So I didn't actually talk about it, but Neighbor and Mrs. Neighbor, when they came and visited the other week, was super fun. Had a great time. They do watch anime. And we talked about it. It was a fun time. So I think I briefly mentioned it to Colby as we hung up like the other week. And they asked me for a suggestion because their two shows they were watching were Spy X Family and Attack on Titan. And they're like, now give us a show. And I'm like, those are very different shows, folks. but I would never suggest this show to them.
That's true. Which one did you suggest?
I suggested three, and of the three, they chose Demon Slayer. But I suggested Demon Slayer, Vinland Saga.
Moriarty.
Yep, and Moriarty.
Good.
That was my three. See, Moriarty is a great example of one I would suggest, even though it's not like Attack on Titan level, but it's like, hey, you want an anime? This is a great anime. Go watch this anime. You'll love it.
Moriarty is a great thing to recommend to almost anybody.
Yep. It's got a good story. It's not overboard. It's got some anime-ish things in it, but they're not over the top.
Yep.
And it's very clean. It's very clean looking, very good draw animations. That is what Finish should have been. I feel like they spent their whole budget making it look amazing, and then they got to the plot and they're like, crap, we've only got enough to hire a kid off the street.
Yeah.
But they did such a decent job of setting things up. They brought a whole lot of history involved and a lot of legend. I was like, this is really cool.
So I feel like
they paid someone for the big idea, but all the details, they're like, that's where they got the kid involved. How do we wrap this up, child? And he's like, she loses her memory. Oh, good job. Here's $100.
Yeah.
Sorry. 100 yen.
100 yen. Yes. Yeah. Which is almost like $100. Oh, 100. Yes, you're correct. that would be less than a dollar. 130 yen would be about a dollar at this point. Okay. Well, that's cool. I mean, it lands in the category of like, if you're really bored and you love anime, we would say, yeah, this is pretty. This is a pretty looking anime. We made it through. It didn't tank.
It's only 12 episodes. You could binge it.
Yeah, just binge it. Yep. Just get out of the way. If you're stuck inside because of a pandemic, go binge it. I mean, just saying.
Hey, I mean, you ain't wrong.
Yeah. He's right.
Well, if we don't have anything else to add, that concludes our Finna journey.
It does.
Yeah, it
does.
Another not stellar choice by yours truly.
I'm really enjoying these choices, Cole. Please keep going. Okay.
Who knows what I'll pick next?
I need you to choose either slightly bad and not enjoyable, or really bad but has a little bit of a redeeming factor. So not total tanks, but also not really that great. That's the range you gotta work with.
Okay. We'll just watch every filler episode in Bleach.
I said not tanks.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
Oh.
Hilarious. Yeah. Well, next week, if all goes according to plan, we might have a fun episode. I'm not going to say what it is, because you never know what's going to happen. But come back next week. Pretty sure we're going to have a filler slip in there, which would be fun. If that doesn't happen, we'll go straight to what I'm about to mention next. I don't know the future. I'm just saying words. But for sure, either next week or the week after that, we're going to be starting a new show. And we hope you enjoy it. Yep. Y'all don't know this yet. I hid the title of the show from you as we recorded the first episode, so you don't know what we were watching. But it's actually Trigun Stampede, the new Trigun show. Did you realize that as we were talking about it?
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah. Y'all just thought we were watching some, I don't know what, but.
I feel like a lot of the things Ben and I said aren't going to make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult keeping that a secret from y'all, and I was the only one that watched the show, so it was a weird first
week. Let's not do that again, Jess.
Yeah, we won't do that again. But for real, you should come back, because next show on our radar is Trigun Stampede. Trigun is a beloved franchise to us, and we're very excited to walk through Project Orange. What's that? It's something Orange. Studio Orange. Studio Orange's rendition of this, and we are excited to see where it goes. Kolb is excited, cynical. I am excited, nervous. And Ben's just excited.
And I'm Ben.
There you go. So we'll see you again next week here on Three Dads talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when three guys love anime?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when those three guys start having
kids, children, dads, and so
become fathers
and each have kids separately? Went on to each didn't play separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.